that was good baseball today. It was fun to watch him compete. He was into every pitch. Pounded the zone with the fastball, pitched in well, got some sinkers in there for some broken bats, stranded two leadoff doubles. The overall competition was what you wanted to see.
Perez, really talented young pitcher. I think when Arenado homered, kind of changed the trajectory of the game.
Yeah, that was a big swing by Nolan there. I mean, he misses in, brushes him off the plate, and then he stays on that pitch through the middle of the field. But that's a pretty big arm right there. Young kid. He pitched really well.
How good to get Hicks right back out there.
It's important whenever you have a hiccup like that to get back out there. And he pounded the zone. It was a quick inning for him. That's what it's supposed to look like. So nice job by Hicks as well.
You went out there in the seventh to talk to Jack. How much was he fighting to stay in that game?
It was just a matter of making sure he had something left in the tank for one more hitter. And he said he did. It was his game at that point. I wanted to see that at bat. So just wanted to make sure he was good to go.
He goes out there and throws 96. That's something left in the tank.
Yeah, he had some left in the tank. He wanted him to. And those are the games you want to see, man. I mean, starter's out there doing his job. And he deserves to get one more shot at that hitter in order to. And if he doesn't get him, then you go to the pen. But it was good to see.
What role does your trust in Stratton play in keeping Jack in that game? In the sense of, like, you know, he walks that guy.
That's the way you're thinking about it, is if you walk him and it's bases loaded, who you want there, and if you go lefty, they're going to flip it. And Stratton's been really good against left-handers, striking them out at a pretty high rate. So, and he's going to pound the zone. He's going to make you earn it. So, yeah.
Well, Jack's ability to pitch through traffic, like a lot of games he has traffic, but it doesn't seem to get under his skin. Is that a special trait to be able to pitch through that?
Yeah, even early on when he was kind of escaping, I mean, those big innings, a lot of it was first inning, bases loaded, ground ball to a player. He'd figure out a way out of it. But he keeps his composure during those moments, and he's done a nice job.
What about the jump Dylan did in center? The game is different without him.
You're 100% correct. Yeah, Dylan was really good in center, got some really good jumps, tracked them down well, and the play by Walker to cut that off in right center was a big part of that game, and he deserves credit there as well, because that's a run and a double.
What's the kind of, I guess, what the dugout is like as you guys learn what Perez is like? And I think Nolan grounded out in his first two at-bats, and how he's maybe chattering about adjusting.
They do a really nice job of that. And if you see the guys kind of, they make their way over to Turner, and they're kind of huddled up during that game, and individually they're kind of swinging by there, and they're talking about what it's looking like compared to what they expected it to look like. And the conversation is more about just grinding it out. That's a tough arm. He did a really nice job. Yeah.
How about Burleson? Tough shoes to fill at first base. He was pretty good there. Contributed offensively.
No, we trust Burley, and he takes really good swings. He gives you a pro at bat. He's a tough punch out. He uses the whole field and picks his spots for the bunt. He's done it several times this year.